Good morning. Got a few announcements today. We are having, well, I'm not having, the ladies are having a brunch this Saturday at 10, and it is a carry-in. So bring your brunch dish, whatever that might be, and just come for a good time of fellowship and spiritual encouragement on this Saturday at 10 o'clock, and you can see that in your bulletin. Congratulations to Tate and Brooklyn Kettle Hut on their birth of their daughter, Ensley. I think I can say that right. Ensley Ryan on July 11th. And congratulations to Mark and Therese, the grandparents. At the drive-in this week on Tuesday, there is the movie Sound of Freedom. As the youth pastor, I want to encourage the parents of the youth to go and support, one, the movie itself, but also our local drive-in theater. Bring your kids, and I've not watched it yet. I'm going to, but I heard it's a very good movie that we should all see. August 20th is our back-to-school bash for youth group, and we're going to be having that at Crystal Park on the 20th, and there'll be more details coming out on that. And then August 27th is our promotion Sunday, so make note of that. Are there any other announcements this morning? That's good.
It's not fun, but it's really very good.
Right. That's what I've heard a lot. Any other things this morning? If not, I wanted to show you guys a little bit about what we did last weekend at Hills Alive with the youth group. Just some pictures so you guys can see. It won't take very long, but this is us at putt-putt golf or mini golf, however you want to say that. But there's just one picture there. Got a have some fun times together and just spend some quality time together as a youth group. And then after that, all the boys wanted to go to Golden Corral. I'm sure the girls wanted to too, but we got to go to Golden Corral, and I can't imagine how many plates those boys went through, but it was a lot of fun. This is at the actual concert, and they have the Nine Square in the Air playing there, and then in the background you can kind of see Gaga Ball. And I think there were some kids that of our youth group that were more into that than they were an actually the concert, but they loved it, and they got to spend some time with some more different youth and just kind of fellowship together. This is, you can see some of our youth group there. I mean, I just love some of those boys back there. They're just kind of sitting there like listening to music and stuff, but no, this is a downtime. There wasn't no music playing, but it was kind of funny. This is just all the people that were there, and it was so cool to see, like, you can see grass here. This is Saturday. The second day on Sunday, when more of the big names were coming out, there was, like, no room to sit. There was, like, all people standing back there and everything, and it was a lot of fun. I got a picture of that, but it was just so cool to see there and be there with the kids and just see that many people worshiping God together in multiple different ways. So here's a group of us standing, what I call the mosh pit. I don't know if many people call it that, but that was at 3:10, and they stood there the whole night, and the concert got over at 10 o'clock at night. So they stood there for almost 7 hours. It was crazy, but they loved it. They had a good time and just standing there worshiping, and there was a guy that gave a gospel message too there, and it was super good, super cool to see that. And this is more of the people that were there, just tons and tons of people. And you can see some of our youth group way back there, and still those boys just sitting there like that. But no, it was good. So this was for King and Country, the big name that was there on Sunday night. That was their story on social media, on Facebook, if any of you guys saw that. We had a guy text us from school and wondering if that was us in the middle, and I don't know if you could really see it from back there, but I'm pointing to my ring and jumping up and yelling, I'm married, I'm married. And you can just something different, because everybody else was waving, but it was a lot of fun. I loved doing it. It embarrassed them so much, but it was just so cool to be able to see really how God was working. I mean, they gave the gospel message, and it was so cool to see this guy so excited about the gospel and what that meant to him and what it means for all of us too. And it was just so neat to sit there and see that. And just, they had baptisms going on and so many people saved. They said that this year was the most that they had seen, most people in this park for the whole 35 years. And it was really neat to see. It was the first experience I had of Hills Alive, and it was just super cool. But with all that being said, let's move on to our call to worship and our worship service today as we go. Our call to worship today is from Philippians 1, 8 through 10. And it says, "For God is my witness, how I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ."
Again, we extend a greeting and thank you for choosing to worship with us today. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing number 350, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." Ask you to stand with me, please. Number 350, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me beneath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust him, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know he is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Very good singing. If you would take time to greet one another and let each other know they're glad you're here.
Amen.
Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. It's nice to hear everyone reconnecting. I know through the summer it can get kind of busy, and so we're in and out, and so it is nice to see several that have maybe been vacationing or just extremely busy, knowing that certain events in August are going to start, and none of our students want to hear that. Maybe the parents do, but... And it goes not only for high school and down, but even for those of us with college students. Schedules are good. Just a couple of prayer requests have been given to me. We'll continue to pray for Harlan and Jeannie's daughter, Tracy, as she recovers from her broken femur, dealing with the pain. Just grateful when she fell down the stairs, she was carrying a 10-month-old, and the child is perfectly fine. And so that, by God's grace, but we will pray for Tracy in her recovery. We also continue to pray for Brad Hahn I know when he does have a treatment, he had last Monday. It just takes a while for him to start feeling better, but we'll be praying for him, as well as Jim Odegaard, one of the community members here in Miller. He suffered a brain bleed about 5 weeks ago, and he's still he has some major recovery challenges, and so he is still in Sioux Falls, but prayer for his healing, but also the next phase of where therapy might take place. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Erica. And who's, Aurora is the granddaughter. Who is the grandmother? Clee. I'm just going to go with Blaisdell. Well, spelling was never my strong suit. So other prayer requests. We'll be praying for Aurora. She is... had her blood pressure start going down, and they're running tests and either Sioux Falls or to Minnesota to see what is going on. Any other prayer requests? Yeah, John. Sydney. Is he going to be a senior?
Freshman in college.
Okay, I lost track. Becky and he were in the same class. So we will be praying for Briggs. He was lighting a burn barrel up last week, and it blew up in his face. And so the burns are significant. Fortunately, they didn't have to take him to Minneapolis, but there is significant recovery. So we will be praying for Briggs. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Deb. Is this your sister-in-law or sister? Okay, and her name is?
Denise.
Okay, there we go. So we'll be praying for Deb's sister-in-law, Denise, through her cancer treatment as well, and I think you're going to be heading that way to spend time with her. Any other prayer requests or praises? We have been praying for Keith Fawcett, so yes, we will keep praying for him as he goes through this time with his brain tumor.
He still has another week or two of healing before he starts his treatment.
Okay, thank you for the update. He still has a couple more weeks of healing before he can start treatment for that. So, yeah. Taylor. So Taylor's request, brother is Tyler. Tyler and his wife, their newborn baby Walker, I think it's the pericardium, is the sac around the heart, has developed a hole. And so they will be working to see how they can get that fixed. And so we'll be praying for baby Walker as well as for Tyler and his wife. Any other? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into worship today, thank you so much for the blessings that we receive. And it is not in and of ourselves. We deserve, as your word tells us, we deserve wrath. And yet you choose to send love to this earth in the form of the blessings of rain, in the form of the watch care over us and of your creation. And more, the most important gift is the gift of your Son. We thank you that you did not leave us abandoned and orphaned, but you, through your mercy and your grace, through your Son's sacrifice, our sins have been paid for, and we have the opportunity to have our sins forgiven. But it is a gift, and it is one that we must receive. Father, we can never repay you, and you do not ask us to, because the cost was of infinite worth, and yet you chose, your Son chose, to walk that path. And we celebrate his resurrection today as we come together on each Sunday. And the fellowship that we have is because of we have been baptized by one Spirit. Thank you for the giving of your Holy Spirit, of that sign that we have been adopted into your family, the guarantee that you will fulfill all your promises to us. And one of those promises that you will never leave us nor forsake us, and that you do walk with us through even hard times. So, Father, we lift up these requests to you. We pray for Tracy and her healing from her broken femur. We're grateful for the protection of the little one, but you would give her ease of comfort in the pain that she is dealing with that may be managed, but also we pray for complete healing without any significant loss of mobility. We would lift up and continue to lift up Brad Hahn and his cancer treatments, that you would give him the strength he needs for each day and the patience with the process, help his energy level to return, and knowing some of the hardest parts is the fact that he cannot be interacting with very many people. So, Father, I pray that you would heal completely. Father, we lift up Jim Odegaard and his recovery. Ask that you would be an ever-present help during this time, and especially give them wisdom and the doctor's wisdom in the next stage for recovery. We pray that you would bring back the mobility on his right side, but also the other issues he is struggling with, that you would use the doctors and the therapists to help him to develop a quality of life that is close to where he was before. Father, we lift up this Aurora to you with the concern about her blood pressure and the next stages, that you would give wisdom, and we ask that your healing hand would be upon her. We lift up Briggs as well, that you would be healing the burns on his face, that you would help through this process, and that he would be fully and completely healed, but also that he would be patient with this healing time as well. Thank you for preserving his life. May he truly sense that you have a purpose for him, and may he seek you with his whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. Father, we lift up Deb's sister-in-law, Denise, to you with her cancer treatment as well, that you would help her with the energy level she needs, the day-to-day putting one foot in front of the other. Give her the strength she needs and the healing. That's what we ask. We also ask for Keith Fawcett and the recovery from his surgery and the treatment plan, that you would be using this time for him to have the peace of mind and heart that only you can provide, and that you would bring healing. We also lift up Tyler and his wife and their baby Walker, that you would give the doctors wisdom as they look at his little heart, and we pray that this hole would be healed and that any other significant health issues may be addressed, but we just pray for them as new parents and how the uncertainty can bring great amount of worry and anxiety, and we pray that they would also have your peace of mind and heart. Father, we're thankful for the ministries that you've raised up and the reminder from our youth group of the time that they spent away, and together we just pray as they reflect back upon the weekend together, that you would knit our youth group's heart and purpose together, that you would be with Abe and Diana as they, especially Abe as he shepherds and guides the youth group, and as they anticipate starting of school, that you would be using each one of our youth as your light and representative in the school, the high schools that you've called them to. Father, we pray for the shoemakers and their ministry with the Tarahumara people in Mexico, that you would help in the spreading of your gospel message through the audio use of the Bible in their language. Pray for the translators and finishing this project. Pray also for Julie Shoemaker and the nerve damage that's happened over time in her hand, that you would heal and bring back mobility, that you would help them each day to know that you are present and that the work that they have done has not been done in vain. We pray for the word of God that it, as it goes out to the Tarahumara people as well as to us, that it would not return void as you have promised, but it will accomplish your purpose. For our world, Father, we lift up all the turmoil, the struggles, that it would be used by you to draw people to yourself. Father, we thank you that we can look at the end of the book, and Revelation tells us that you win, and that being a part of your family, we win as well. And so we echo the words of John, "Maranatha, come quickly, Lord Jesus." For our offering, may it bring you honor and glory. May you bless those that give and use their trust in you to further your kingdom here in our community, our state, and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
was beautiful. I have to say a quick plug for Hills Alive, too. If you've never been there, it's amazing. It just is to just watch God's love penetrate through teenagers, through adults, through broken people. It's amazing to feel his love, his presence, his complete and utter grace he gives to us each and every day. At that concert is amazing. So if you ever have the opportunity to go and sit in the, what did you call it, the marsh? The mosh. You should go do it. It's amazing. It's amazing to be surrounded by tons of believers and broken people and feel God's love. So anyway, I just had to share that. So please stand. We're going to sing. We're going to praise God.
as we were singing this last song, as I'm looking at the words and thinking of the words as I'm singing through it anyways, and is there anything more amazing than the love of Jesus, that how it lifts us up and how he carries us, how he saves us completely, not just a little bit, or, you know, it's when he takes us in, he takes us all in.
Father, we do thank you so much for your amazing love, for your mercy, your grace. Thank you for the gift of salvation. And it is indeed our desire to honor you. Pray that you'd be with our time now as we look into your word. In Jesus' name, amen.